Good morning. It's 5:44. You're listening to WHYY's Morning Edition. Immediately after the United States pulled out of Afghanistan last year, officials like Secretary of State Antony Blinken made assurances that at-risk Afghans would still be able to leave.
There are a lot of things happening from the political to the practical to enable us to continue to bring people out of Afghanistan who wish to leave.
In the following months, tens of thousands of Afghans made a kind of emergency application to come to the U.S. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports some in Philadelphia say they've been waiting for months with no word about their friends and family members' chances.
Alaha Abdul Farouk is a full-time student living in northeast Philadelphia. The area is the heart of the city's Afghan community, which has nearly doubled to more than 1,300 people since the U.S. evacuation last year. And while she hasn't lived in Afghanistan since she was a baby, Abdul Farouk is proud of where she's from.
Okay, I got it. Can I show you guys one thing?
Yeah.
Just because I try to get an opportunity to share our culture to anyone who listens.
She pulls out her phone and shows some pictures of herself dressed in traditional Afghan clothing.
These are all like our dresses, vintage, like back hundreds of years ago.
She's also become the spokesperson for her family as they try to get two of her cousins out of the country. The men worked as personal bodyguards for the family of a high-ranking official in the old U.S.-backed government. That makes them targets of the Taliban now. Abdul Farouk says one of their coworkers was shot last year.
And he was killed. His dad sent them the picture, told them, like, you have to get out because this could be you if you don't.
So her cousins went into hiding, moving from safe house to safe house. They changed their appearance, wore different clothes. Abdul Farouk's family frantically looked for a way to get them out safely. And so she says they applied for something called humanitarian parole.
Humanitarian parole was the thing that kept popping up. Everyone was suggesting that because everything else takes a couple of months, a couple of years even.
The U.S. immigration system is slow, but humanitarian parole is a fast track to enter the United States. You have to show you're in danger. So many who applied from Afghanistan worked in human rights, with the old government, or U.S. allies. Jessica Olive Daly, an attorney with the refugee resettlement group Hyas Pennsylvania, says it was an unusual move.
But it also seemed like the right mechanism for people who were still in Afghanistan to try to explain why they were at risk of persecution, why they were under threat.
Another reason? When the U.S. airlifted people out of Kabul, it wound up granting humanitarian parole to thousands of those evacuees who were lucky enough to get out. Hundreds of people reached out to Olive Daly to ask for help with applications for their family members. But she says that as the feds started putting out more guidance, it became clear the bar to qualify was almost impossibly high. For starters, Olive Daly says the federal government wants you to get out of Afghanistan because the U.S. no longer has an embassy there.
So you've got this weird conundrum where you have to be at imminent risk of harm. You have to have a physical manifestation with your name on it saying that you're at risk of persecution.
She means written proof of the threat, like a newspaper article or government document naming you.
And you can't be in Afghanistan.
In the end, more than 40,000 Afghans have applied since last July, according to U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Numbers provided by that agency show that so far, only 160 Afghans outside the U.S. have been approved. A spokesperson for USCIS said it was never intended to replace other, more established but slower ways to get people to safety. Jason Hartwig, a veteran of Middle East wars living in Philadelphia, has helped about 10 people in Afghanistan apply for humanitarian parole. He says he tries to be brutally honest about the odds, even though he thinks the U.S. has a duty to do more.
There's like a very low probability chance right now, it seems. But, I mean, what are you going to say to someone in this position? I mean, that they're going to take that 1% chance.
The issue is getting attention. Late last month, Democrats on the U.S. Senate Foreign Relations Committee sent a letter to the Biden administration criticizing the denial rate and saying the standards to qualify are unreasonably high. Just this week, the federal government announced it would open a processing center in Qatar to try to speed through applications from at-risk Afghans. Alaha Abdul Farouk, whose cousins are still in hiding, says they just want more information.
Them or my aunt, every time they ask us, like, do you have any news? Do you have any news? And it's the worst thing, and we have to tell them no.
She says time is a luxury that they don't have right now. Laura Benchoff, WHYY News.